The theory is called benign violation. It's the idea that we laugh when something seems wrong, like someone trips and falls, but it's only funny so long as the situation is safe, meaning the person isn't seriously injured. CU professor Peter McGraw and journalist Joel Warner traveled the world testing this theory, starting out in the comedy clubs of Los Angeles. Warner says some comics were threatened by their research.
Some of them, including Louis C.K., told us, you know, I just don't think it's that simple. There's no scientific theory behind this. But then, for example, we were sitting in a comedy club, and as a surprise guest, Aziz Ansari comes on stage and starts working on material. He's working off a notepad, and one joke fails, and he says to the audience, oh, come on, I tried this joke the other night on this audience, and it was great. It really is funny. And that made us realize that what these comedians are doing, whether they know it or not, is science.
And what's interesting in professional comedy with comedians, there's this constant testing of the line. I mean, some jokes go over that line, others don't.
That is one of my biggest takeaways from this book, which is the idea of the tension in humor. The idea that whether or not you believe the benign violation theory is the end all be all of humor theories, it does help illustrate that the best comedy is a mixture of pleasure and pain.
You traveled to Tanzania to look at why we laugh. You also went to Scandinavia to examine the Muhammad cartoons, which went over the line and resulted in death threats for the cartoonists.
That, to us, really demonstrated that jokes can be really dangerous. You have to think really hard about who the target is of your joke. It really is a target. And you have to think about the audience. For example, these cartoons were meant for a local Danish audience. But because of the internet these days, because of the global news distribution, these things went to an audience far beyond who they were originally designed for.
Now, I wanted to come back to the U.S. and look at Colorado. This isn't something you wrote about in your book, but I think it's very interesting. We're seeing a lot of marijuana humor after the drug was legalized on January 1st. One of our listeners wanted to know when we're going to start seeing smart marijuana news jokes and not these stupid pot puns.
Well, one thing that we looked at was timing in comedy. And we were inspired by sitting down with one of the staff writers of The Onion, who described how they came up with their 9/11 issue just 2 weeks after the terrorist attacks. And it's now one of their most celebrated copies of the newspaper. And his point is it's not about timing. It's about the subject of the joke. So I think, yes, we are seeing a lot of quote unquote stupid marijuana jokes coming out of Colorado.
Bad jokes.
Yes, bad ones. Now, I think there's also been some good ones on shows like The Colbert Report and Jon Stewart. And I think it's going to be less about the timing of this stuff. I think it's more about thinking about the subject, finding the subtleties, finding the interesting wrinkles that folks will find funny about the fact that Colorado is now full of recreational pot shops.
And of course, we just saw the Colorado Department of Transportation launch humorous-themed ads trying to convince people not to drive while they're high or under the influence.
It's funny. I mean, I think I've noticed, possibly because I'm working on this book, several statewide uses of humor in these marketing campaigns. Now, the science is still out whether or not humor is the best use in such PSAs.
So back to these LA comedy clubs, one of the things I'm just fascinated by are people who professionally make other people laugh for a living. I mean, what did you glean from watching them?
One thing I will say is that even though a book is called The Humor Code, there's no one simple code, one simple way to immediately create amazing jokes. It is hard work to create things that are funny to not just your friends, not just a stand-up club audience, but possibly thousands of people. That takes time.
That was Denver-based journalist Joel Warner talking about The Humor Code, a global search for what makes things funny. He wrote the book along with CU professor Peter McGraw. The two will do a signing at the Tattered Cover in Denver on Friday. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.